Welcome to the Gift of Giving Life podcast. This is our Christmas and New Year's season for the podcast, and I hope that your heart is rejoicing as we celebrate the most important birth in the history of the world. How grateful I am that God Himself condescended to come to earth as a helpless baby to a young mortal woman who had little more to offer Him than herself. I hope that you will let Christ's love fill you and find room in your heart and in your life for Him and all His children on earth. Today, we're going to answer the question, did Mary really ride a donkey to Bethlehem? There are many beautiful works of art depicting Mary riding a donkey as Joseph led them to Bethlehem. I never question whether or not Mary rode a donkey on her journey with Joseph. However, as I was researching the symbolism of Mary riding a donkey to Bethlehem and Christ riding a donkey as he entered Jerusalem in the triumphal entry, I realized that the scriptures don't actually say that she did. She could have. It is likely that she did, given it was the popular mode of transportation for people of her day and circumstances, but we really don't know. Nevertheless, it is interesting that it is commonly accepted. And so I want to delve into the symbolism of Christ riding the donkey into Jerusalem, and what that may mean for our common belief that Mary rode upon a donkey too. In Egypt, the donkey is a symbol for the god of evil. In Hebrew writings, the donkey or ass symbolized the devil, evil, harm, or non-covenant people. What does the Son of God riding upon something that symbolized evil mean? The answer is twofold in Christ riding upon the donkey. First, it symbolized that he would overcome all evil, even the devil himself. This he did with his sinless life, though being sorely tempted by even Satan himself. By riding into Jerusalem in this manner, he foreshadows his triumph over physical and spiritual death and his ability to grant salvation. Secondly, riding upon the ass represented that he was the God of the Jews and Gentiles. Is he the God of Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Romans 3:29. In addition, the gospel was to be preached to the Gentiles as well as be blessed and numbered among the house of Israel. The word Gentile means the nations. It designates people of non-Israelite lineage, but also nations that are without the gospel. He is the Lord to each one of us, whether or not we know it. Christ did not come for the saint, but for the sinner. He is your Savior, whether or not you accept Him as such. He loves you, whether or not you love Him. He waits for you even when you stray. He is merciful and makes it possible for each one of us to receive His salvation in one way or another. To Him we are numbered. He knows us. And so, Mary riding upon the back of a donkey, pregnant with the babe Jesus in her belly, is a beautiful foreshadowing of what was to come. So whenever I see Mary riding upon the donkey, I think of the power and triumph of Christ entering Jerusalem upon a donkey, with the crowds of people throwing their clothes and palm fronds in His path, honoring Him as a king, proclaiming, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" These beautiful words are similar to the refrain of heavenly hosts heralding the birth of Jesus. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. In pondering these symbols, a conversation with a dear friend of mine came to mind as we talked about her approaching birth. She could feel the darkness surrounding her, trying to rob her of the joy that should accompany the birth of a child. Knowing the challenges she had faced in the past, I was reminded that she had overcome them. The darkness did not beat her. She had triumphed. So, if you find yourself pregnant or with a little one during this sacred time, or struggling in any way, I hope you know that Christ will help you triumph over the evil. It is not unusual to feel weighed down physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually as you overcome the evil of the world and choose to give the gift of life. May you seek to be ever closer to Him and feel His love surround you as you bravely move forward towards your Bethlehem. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Thanks for joining us today. If you have an experience that you want to share about the spirituality of pregnancy or birth, please contact us. We love having guests on the podcast, or if you prefer to just write up your experience, we are happy to share it on our blog or on Instagram. And also, please share the podcast with your friends. This is how the word gets out that birth and pregnancy can be spiritual. The podcast and our book is one of the greatest ways to share that, as well as, of course, you sharing your experiences with your friends. Visit thegiftofgivinglife.com. Currently, our newsletter subscribers get free access to our online class, which is growing. And if you want more inspiration, of course, you can always buy The Gift of Giving Life on Amazon, either for yourself or it makes a great gift for any woman you know. Have a great week and know that you are loved.